Afternoon, folks. This is technically my second boo of the day. I did a boo this morning of budgies at 5 o'clock because they were all chatting. It was lovely. You may hear some wings in a minute because I've just opened Sky and Storm's cage to see if they want to come out for a bit. And they're not clipped, so they can fly around the room. So if you hear the rush of wings, that's what it is. I thought I'd give them a bit of exercise today. This isn't about birds, though, this boo. This is a bit of a rant. When I lived in Hereford, I would periodically get a bill. Now, you might be thinking, well, that's normal. You get bills. Yes, that's true. And this was in my name. And it was from Npower, energy company. The thing is, A, I wasn't with Npower, never have been. And B, the period of time that they wanted to be paid for, I wasn't even living in the property. So every time they would send me a bill, I would ring them and I would try and clear it up and say, look, this isn't for me. It's not my account. You need to sort this out. I wasn't in the property at this time. Oh, sorry, Miss Edmonds. Sorry, Miss Edmonds. No, we can't find any record of you anywhere. I don't know what's happening. Just ignore it. Just ignore it. Right? Fair enough. So I had forgotten about it. I get a letter this morning, not from Npower, no. From a debt management agency. Wonderful. Claiming that I owe them, or owe Npower, £246.52. No, I don't think so. So needless to say, I rang said debt management agency, which are called Npay. They must just deal with Npower things, Npower debt. And I said, this isn't my debt and I ain't paying it. And they were very nice. And I mean, I didn't shout at them because it's not personally their fault. And, you know, the guy I spoke to called Ashley, he was lovely. And he said, right, the only thing I can suggest you do, Miss Edmonds, is to ring Npower, which I did. So he gave me, bless him, he found the number for me and he gave me the number. So I found them and, of course, I explained everything. Oh, right, so were we providing your gas or your electric? No, you're not listening to me. I have never had an account with Npower. I haven't got one now and I haven't had one in the past and I am not likely to have one in the future. It's not my bill. Oh, right. Okay, let me put you through to a different department. Right, so of course I'm on hold for a couple of minutes. And then I get through to someone else and of course I have to explain the whole thing from the beginning again. So the account was in your name? Yes, but I haven't got an account with you. Oh, we can't find an account in your name. No, surprisingly enough, you can't. So they check this address, nothing. Then they check my previous address. Well, I can't find anything, Miss Edmonds. I can't understand this. Anyway, to cut a very long and boring story short, in which I was put on hold and then spoken to and then put on hold again and then spoken to and then put on hold again. He came back to me and he said, have you got an account number on the letter you were sent? Yes. Can you give it to me? Yes. So, read it with a scanner, gave him that. Ah, I have found you. Right. He said, the postcode in Hereford was written down wrongly. He said, that's why I couldn't find it. It wasn't coming up. So I explained to him that because they wanted paying from January 2012 to the 5th of December 2012. And I said, hang on a second. I didn't move into that property until the 6th of December 2012. He said, right, OK. So basically what I have had to do is ring the letting agency in Hereford and say, can you email me a copy of... Well, I said, can you email me a just a letter of proof saying that I wasn't at the property at the time? She said, I can do better than that. I can email you a copy of your tenancy agreement. Hello, Storm. You've landed on my shoulder. That's very nice of you. Hello. Oh, good boy. Yes. Oh. Now he's having a fly around. That was nice. He came and landed on his shoulder. Oh, that was sweet. Sorry about that. That's the first time he's ever done that. Now he's saying hello to Pippa, I think. So, yeah, she's got to email me the tenancy agreement. Then I have to email it to NPower so that they can close the account and try and chase up the people that were there before me. The debt management company have not closed the account. They've put it on hold for 30 days and I've got to ring them and let them know what's happening. But, yeah, you just sort of think, debt management, what? Because I started panicking, thinking, oh, my God, what the hell haven't I paid? Because I never do things like that. Oh, dear. I don't want to be associated with debt management companies, to be honest. Oh, it was horrible. So, yeah, that was that's been my morning. But then we made it a bit better by having a lunch from the bakery. I had a cheese savoury and salad roll and a toffee donut. And very nice it was too. And a cup of tea. So there we go. That's that. So I have a cockatiel out and about here. I don't know whether Skye is going to come and join him. You're going to come and join your husband, Mrs? She's climbing. She might come out. Bless him. Anyway, I think that's it for me for now, folks. Oh! I think that was her. Oh, blimey. So I will leave it there and I will speak to you all soon.